40-degree weather, snakes, hiding from scouts, and running out of water is part of Miguel and his sister's journey. They long to reunite with his parents after 6 years. La Línea by Anne Jaramillo is a story about a boy named Miguel. The book tells his survival journey while attempting to cross from Mexico to California. This story is based on real-life events. It is full of emotions, tragedy, family loyalty, and sacrifice. On Miguel's 15th birthday, he did not receive a present from his parents, but a note. His parents had already crossed La Línea border from Mexico into California. The note had exactly the number of years, months, and days since his father had left to cross the border. It was only a few sentences long. His only direction was for Miguel to go see Don Clemente, the man known for organizing this type of journeys to the other side. It was still a big deal for Miguel. He shares.
Papa had never written a note before. He'd never asked me to see Don Clemente before. And I didn't know until then that he'd counted each day since he left, that he'd numbered them one by one, just the way I did. I'd been waiting for this moment ever since I was 8. Could it be true this time? Finally? For once, I didn't care about a birthday present. If Papa's note was true, my real life was finally beginning. This was day number 1.
What Miguel didn't know was that his sister would follow him out and make everything go wrong. Instead of heading north to cross from Mexico into California, they ended up going south to the border with Guatemala. If that was not bad enough, muggers took all their money, or so at least they thought in that moment. While attempting to cross from Mexico into California, Miguel understands the meaning of sacrifice and family. This book, La Línea, by Anne Jaramillo, has only a little over 100 pages, and it includes vocabulary at the bottom of every page. There are some Spanish terms as well within the book. The use of these Spanish words help the reader understand the world of Miguel, that really is special with unique dreams. Through this book, La Línea, pupils can better understand not just the struggles of crossing the border, but most importantly, the sacrifices and really the values of Mexican Americans living in the USA. Judging someone by their passport or lack of it is easy to do. Harder is to want to understand, ask the right questions, take time to hear immigrant stories. This book is perfect for doing just that. The pupils can get a good idea of their reality of what some immigrants from Mexico have gone through. In Europe, this currently translates to the refugees that have come, with different set of obstacles, but similar passions, hardships, and heart. The refugees can also be easily misunderstood and judged by their different documents. Anne Jaramillo, the author of La Línea, has teamed up with her husband to give a voice to immigrants from Mexico into California. Anne herself learned from hearing stories from her students. She's a middle school teacher who is married to a Mexican-American. It is through his family where she got to not only learn and experience the fun Mexican culture, but also hear the stories and the values behind it. Her husband is a lawyer for undocumented Mexicans in the U.S., while Anne writes to give a voice to her students, who a lot of times arrive in her classroom without knowing a word of English. What they are full of is stories, passions, values, and perseverance. La Línea as a book for English learners, it is recommended for B1 English level. Like I said, the pupils will greatly benefit from vocabulary at the end of every page. They will be moved by this story. I definitely recommend it.